From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila.
Tell us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from our old pal Merle Regal. I said, think of a seven-letter island that belongs to a NATO member country. Change one letter in the island's name to a new letter. Read the result backward, and you'll get a new seven-letter word that's also related to NATO. What are these words?
And they are?
The island is Minorca, M-I-N-O-R-C-A, owned by Spain. Change the I to a Y, read the result backward, you get acronym, which is what NATO is.
This was a hard challenge. We had just over 540 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Craig Hamilton from Redwood City, California. Hi, Craig.
Hi.
And as it turns out, our randomly selected winner is a longtime acquaintance of Will Shortz. Will knows you from the National Puzzlers League. Tell us about the league.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. We have a convention every year in July, and I've been pretty active for 10 years, and it's a wonderful thing.
What goes on at these conventions?
Oh, a lot of games. It's people who have a lot of fun.
Okay, Craig, are you ready to play?
Sure.
And Will, you know Craig already, so let's play.
All right, Craig, I'm going to give you some words. Anagram each one to get another word starting with the letter S. For example, if I said Gates, G-A-T-E-S, you would say stage.
Okay.
All right, number one is mates, M-A-T-E-S.
Steam.
Steam is right. Number two is lilts, L-I-L-T-S.
Stilt.
Not quite, L-I-L-T-S.
Oh, still.
Still is right. Onset, O-N-S-E-T.
Stone.
Yes, also steno would work. Tyros, T-Y-R-O-S.
Story.
Excellent. Votes, V-O-T-E-S.
Stove.
Uh-huh. Dusty, D-U-S-T-Y.
Study.
Excellent. Ascent, A-S-C-E-N-T.
Stance.
Stance, also secant would work.
Oh, wow.
Plates, P-L-A-T-E-S. P-L-A-T-E-S.
Staple.
Staple, excellent. Averts, A-V-E-R-T-S.
Stever.
The T does come next, you're right.
And it has to do with being really hungry.
Star.
There you go. Good, Sheila. Astute, A-S-T-U-T-E.
Statue.
Statue, yes. How about faster? F-A-S-T-E-R. And that's a word, not a direction.
Strafe.
Strafe, yes.
Wow.
Good. Priest, P-R-I-E-S-T.
Sprite.
Yes, also stripe would work. Grunts, G-R-U-N-T-S.
Strung.
Uh-huh. Proust, P-R-O-U-S-T.
Oh, Sprout.
Sprout, yes, also stupor, good. Clients, C-L-I-E-N-T-S.
Stencil.
Oh, that was fast. Resting, R-E-S-T-I-N-G.
It's not string. It's...
No, but the T is right.
Stinger.
Stinger, yes. Garnets, G-A-R-N-E-T-S.
Strange.
Yeah, that was fast.
Really?
Rustled, R-U-S-T-L-E-D.
So, let's see.
And it's something you eat.
Strudel.
Strudel, yes.
Ah.
Tarnishes, T-A-R-N-I-S-H-E-S. And your clue here is good morning.
Oh, that helped.
From an old Broadway musical.
Oh, sunshine, starshine.
Starshine, excellent. And your last one is tapestries, T-A-P-E-S-T-R-I-E-S.
Let's see.
And this is a kind of show you probably wouldn't go to.
Striptease
is correct. Craig, you're great.
Well, no wonder I didn't get that. Craig, that was great. Craig, that was just great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. And you probably know all the content already, but we're glad you'll have them. Craig, what public radio station do you listen to?
KQED in San Francisco.
Terrific. Craig Hamilton from Redwood City, California, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
And Will, what's the challenge you have for us to work on next week?
Well, name a famous ancient Greek in six letters. Rearrange these letters to get the name for a famous 20th century European leader. Both names are ones that everyone knows. So again, a famous ancient Greek in six letters. Anagram this to get the name for a famous 20th century European leader. Who are these people?
When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.